弟兄姐妹朋友大家好，
好
啊，欢迎你们啊，欢迎你们。这个教会这个学期我们教会的这个属于信息主题是这个蒙福的人生
啊、the theme of this lecture is the blessed life。
所以我想这个大家都知道，徐牧师借着这马太福音五章一到十二节给我们讲到这个一个蒙福人生的八个方面。
Pastor Xu has used 2:1 using the Gospel Matthew chapter 5:1-12 to be attitudes to talk about his Jesus teaching.
我想大家对这个什么是福，我想大家的一个了解了。
I think you understand what is a blessing now.
所以我想问大家一个问题，什么是一个蒙福的人？
I would like you to ask a question. Who is the blessed person?
有没有人可以回答？
Anyone have answer?
我再问，就是是不是一个聪明的人，或者是一个有钱的人，或者是一个有学问人，他就是一个蒙福的人呢？
Is he a smart or rich or knowledgeable person? Is a blessed person?
是不是说这个人这个婚姻幸福或者家庭美满，他就是一个蒙福的人呢？
Is he having a happy marriage or have a harmonious family? Is he a blessed person?
我想不要告诉大家答案，如果你知道答案的话，你就听下面的讲道。
I will tell you the answer now. Please follow on.
今天我想给大家分享就是这个诗篇第一篇一到三节。
Today I would like to share with you Psalm 1:1-3.
这三节经文就是用这个正反两个方面来告诉我们什么是一个有福的人。
These three verses using from the positive or negative way to see a blessed life.
你要看的话，我觉得就是一个，我看了，我觉得最好记得就是说，三个不，两个要。
I think I summarize in 3 don'ts and 2 do.
如果你要能做到三个不，两个要的话，那么你就是一个蒙福的人。
If you can follow in 3 don'ts and 2 do's, and then you will have a blessed life.
那么三个不呢，我就是把它就是归纳一个主题，就叫做第一个就是我们要看就是不欲。这个世界同流合污。
The three don'ts are summarized in one sentence that we cannot be contaminated with the current of the world.
对，那我们就是这个不与世界同流合污，我们就从这个三个不一个一个来看。第一个呢，就是说服从恶人的计谋。
The first no is that we do not walk in the counsel of the wicked.
如果你看这个的话，我想大家都说，哎呀，这个我可能很容易能做到。
You saw this, you say, oh, this is easy to do.
因为你见恶人，我都会躲得远远的，怎么能够从他的计谋呢？
Because you see a wicked man, you will run away. And how can I follow his counsel?
在这里边所说的恶人呢，不是说这个时候拿上刀，这个时候拿上火就杀人放火那种恶人。
This wicked man is not a person who holds the knife and fire in his hands and try to look like a murderer.
这个英文就是叫做 wicked 或者 ungodly。
The English is wicked and ungodly。
对，就是说，再说到这个希伯来文说了，就是他就是说这个他是 loose 就是 out of the joint， 就是说好像这个意思就是说不信神，不受这个神，不愿意受神约束的人。
In the Hebrew text, this means loose or out of joints. The meaning is that he's not under the restrictions of God.
所以这种人。不仅看起来不恶，别人有时候还非常友善。
Actually, these kind of people may not look wicked, but they look friendly.
并且常常还是好像就是要关心你。
And actually, they may appear as caring people.
我们再看这个继母这个字。
And let's look at the word counsel.
对，它这个继母在英文它就它就包括这个建议，还有劝告，还有出谋划策的意思。
And this counsel means include the meaning of suggestions or giving you a strategy.
我想我们每天都会有好多这个决定，我们要去决策。
We have to make many decisions every day.
有好多人可能会给你出一些主意。
And many people will give you suggestions.
还有这个，在今天，我想在这个信息化的时代，这个 Internet 还有这些媒体也会给我们好多建议。
And in this world of telecommunications, Internet may give you many suggestions as well.
所以我们要特别常常要这个警惕，要是看这些建议到底是从何而来，到底对我们有益没益。
So we have to be very careful about these suggestions, whether they are beneficial to us or not.
在圣经上面也有许多让我们引以为戒的例子。
And in the Bible, there are many examples to warn us.
我想我们大家最容易记得，可能就是在创世纪最前边，关于这个亚当的这个蛇引诱这个亚当的夏娃的例子。
I think everyone remember well, how in Genesis that the serpent tempted Adam and Eve.
对这个蛇呢，它不是说当时我们要看的话，就知道蛇并不是以这个恶人的这个。面孔来出现。
Actually, a serpent does not appear as a wicked person.
他并且是装出一副这个非常关心的面孔。
And actually, he put on the mask of caring about people.
三章第一节就说这个蛇对这个女人说：“这个神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？”
In the Genesis 3, verse 1, he described here, serpent said.Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?
四章五节就接着说，你们不一定要死，因为神知道你们所吃的日子眼睛就明亮了，你们便入神，能知道善恶。
And in verse 4 and 5, the serpent continued, you will not surely die, the serpent said to the woman, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
所以魔鬼他并不是否认这个神话的真实性。
Actually, the serpent does not deny directly the truthfulness of God's words.
他要你凭着自己的意思，凭着你自己喜爱去推测神的话。
But he encourages you to use your own explanations towards God's words.
而且我们常常也会见到有些人会跟你说，哎呀，这个圣经这个话，我觉得大部分的真实，但不一定全是真的。
Maybe someone will tell you that yeah, the Bible's teaching is mostly true.But not all true.
还有人说，哎，这个圣经是在2000多年前写的，可能对那个都是真的。对现在我们社会这么变化，可能对现在就不一定完全适合。
Maybe someone will tell you, yeah, the Bible was written more than 2000 years ago. Maybe it's true for that time, but not entirely true for now.
还有就是有些时候你，比如说你要去礼拜五去查经，哎，正好有人说，啊，今天去不去这没有什么关系。
Maybe for Friday fellowship, somebody will suggest you that you know, you skip one time is okay.
还有好多时候啊，我们这个基督徒对这个教会跟朋友的关心，可能就是奉献，就是好多钱也是，好像大家都很慷慨。
Brothers and sisters, when you try to help people, you may be very generous in giving.
还有，但是有时候就对这个哪个这个单位或者是公家一些东西，就是说再便宜就觉得好像就觉得没有什么。
But then you feel okay when you take advantage of your the public money or the money from the job.
我记得我刚刚到商学院工作的时候去开会。
I remember that my first conference trip when I was in Johnson School.
我就出去开会订了一个很一般的一个旅馆。
So I have reserved a common hotel.
结果在这个开会期间和另外一个公司来的一个开会的同事就谈起来。
So during the conference, I talked to another person participating in the same meeting.
他就问我你住在什么旅馆
？He asked me which hotel you stay.
我就告诉他了。
I told him.
他说你们这个是不是学校有什么限制？你为什么订那个旅馆
？He asked me that is there any restriction from your school for the hotel you stay?
我说没有。
I didn't know.
他说你为什么那么傻？你看就是，你看我就不管你，我们公司我就订高级旅馆。
Look at you. You're acting stupid. That the something that you can having a good chance to enjoy a very good hotel.
我们公司那些 CEO 出去，他们都是吃的最好的，住的最好的。
Our CEO comes to the meeting. They live in the best hotel and eat at the best restaurant.
有他们花的，就没有我花的。
They can spend, so can I, right?
所以你不吃白不吃，不住白不住。
This will be a waste if you don't do the best.
所以我想想也觉得很对。就像给自己找个理由说，你吃得好，住得好，你开会就能开得好。
So some excuse that if I do the best hotel restaurant, then I can give my best to the meeting.
所以从那以后，每年我要开大概两三次会，说每次会我就捡最好的旅馆住。
So during conference trip this year, I pick the best hotel.
并且我还参加一个什么那个 club。
I joined the club for the specific hotel.
对，所以每次住那以后，你可以累积一些分数。
So I can accumulate the points.
哎，你到一定分数，你可以就白住一个晚上，或者就别的一些这个好的享受。
With enough points, I can have other privileges or having a free night.
不过就住那些旅馆也没有觉得让我觉得就是好像那休息的更好。
Actually, I don't feel I rest better. It was a very good hotel.
心里边也没有觉得有平安。
I don't feel peace in my heart either.
就是以后改天想能够让我能够思考这样做是不是符合神的心意。
And I think before the Lord whether this is according to His will.
结果认识到这样做好像是不讨神的喜欢，所以以后呢，我住旅馆我都是就是捡一点比较一般的旅馆，比较经济能够住就可以了。
Then I don't have.Feel I have the pleasure of the Lord, so later on I just choose the common hotels.
所以我那个 club 好像现在至少都七八年、八九年都没用过。
My club membership hasn't been used for 7-8 years.
但就去年我有一次在这个华尔街附近开会。
Last year I have a conference in Wall Street.
结果华尔街附近的旅馆都非常贵，就一般旅馆都感觉比较贵，就是。
Their hotels are very expensive here, even the common ones.
所以我就在二十三街找到就是同样的旅馆，大概要便宜大概60-70块钱。
So I find a hotel in the 23 Avenue, and it's lower for like $60 every day.
虽然每天可能坐地铁要花半个小时，大概地铁两三块钱就够了。
I need to take the subway and about half an hour.
其实你我要在这边坐，在这个华尔街坐，其实就是说。学校好像一点也没有，就是说到这一点也没有问题。
Actually, it's not a problem for me to reclaim the cost for a very good downtown hotel.
确实，你跟学校这么省钱，确实说老实话，也没有人能知道。
Actually, you save money for the school, nobody will really appreciate it.
所以，当然，我想有些可能有些人还是照样的是会住好的旅馆，会有好的享受。
But many people may want to go for the best hotel and have the to their best enjoyment.
但不管别人怎么做，我自己觉得我这样做心里边很平安。
I don't really mind how people do about it, but I feel I have peace if I follow this way.
我也觉得这样做，因为我们的神他在天上看他喜欢我们这喜悦我们这样做。
I feel that our God looks from heaven that He will appreciate this.
那么我们怎么能够分辨这恶人的计谋呢
？How can we tell the counsel of the wicked man?
我觉得有两点我可以供大家来参考。
I bring up 2 points.
第一个就是说，这个计谋是否符合这个是符合神的话行悖逆。
First, that we can check if his counsel go against God's words.
对，对别人所提出计谋，我们要思考这个计谋是否符合这个上帝的教导。
We can see if their counsel goes together with the Bible teaching.
对，这个提摩太后书3:16-17说上家都是神所漠视的。
In the 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is God's breath.
与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义都是有益的。
And is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
教属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
So that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
那么神通过圣经已经告诉我们这个行事为人的准则。
God through Bible has tell us the principles of our life.
第二个，我们就要看这个祭母呢，是否这个亏损神的荣耀。
And we can see if the counsels from others.Are they for sure of God's glory?
有没有让这个神的名受损
？And does he that disgrace God's name?
虽然这个有些事情上，我觉得圣经上并没有明确的规定。
Many things that in the Bible is no clear teaching.
比方说这个抽烟喝酒
，like smoking, drinking，
还有这个打麻将，打牌，
麻将。
对，但是就是说，但是也告诉了我们怎样处理这些事的标准。
When he tell us about the standards to treat these kind of things.
对，哥林多前书10:23-24说。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23-24.
说凡事都可行，但不都有益处。
Say everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial.
凡事都可行，但不都造就人。
Everything is permissible, but not everything is constructive.
说无论何人。不要求自己的益处，那要求别人的益处。
Nobody should seek his own good, but the good of others.
对，还有这个哥林前书10:30说，所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
And then in chapter 10, verse 31, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
好，那我们现在再看这个第二点，就是不占罪人的道路。
Let's look at the second point. do not stand in the way of the sinners.
这个在呢，就是说，好像就是说，你要强留下来，在那里边就是来回观望。
Stand meaning you stop there and making observations.
你能停留下来一般是就是可怕的，因为你把自己是暴露在这个罪中。
Staying is terrible because you expose yourself to sin.
这个在呢也有认同的意思。
When you stand, that also means you recognize the same point.
比方说你到这个当趟里边，你就在那边走，两边有好多这个商店，你就在当趟就在街道上走。
For example, when you walk through the downtowns for shopping,
你走走走，忽然你到这个商店门前，你站下来了。
And when you stand in front of a shop,
你这说明什么呢？
What does that tell you?
这说明这个商店有些东西，某些东西能够吸引你，比较符合你这个一些想法。
I mean, the things in this shop have attracted your attention.
它符合你可能在选择这个东西上面的一些标准和要求。
That it goes well with your standards of choosing things.
所以你站下来从意念上呢，你一定要同意到他们的一些标准。
Just from your idea, you have recognized their standards.
你也认同了他的一些做法。
And you recognize the way they do things.
罪是什么？我们都知道罪在圣经指的就是说，指的是不中靶子。
The sin in the Bible means that we miss the target.
所以罪人呢，就是偏掉神标准的人。
Sinners are those people who deviate from God's standards.
所以在那个罪人的道路，就是指我们在意念上已经认同了他们的做法。
So staying the way of the sinners is that we recognize the way the sinners do.
就好像常常问我们不问，就是说有些朋友就是说有不同的观点，我们就会说。你是站在我这边呢，还是站在他那边
？So when our friends and when they have different point of view, we often ask them, "Do you stand beside me or you stand beside the others?"
所以这个我们不要停留观看这个罪人所做的事。
So we should not stay over and make observations about the ways a sinner do things.
不留恋，不观望。
And we should not make yearning over observations.
我们不给这个罪进入的机会。
We should not give the opportunity for the sin to invade us.
刚才我们提到，就是夏娃就是站在那里观看这个分别善恶的果子，结果呢就失败了。
In the Genesis example, the Eve has stand there and observe about the tree for telling the good and evil, and then she fell.
我们人都是最弱的，我们最就是最很最脆弱，我们都是不够坚强的。
And men are weak that we do not have a strong will.
并且我们都很有欲念，我们常常。就是很难控制自己。
We have all these desires are difficult to control.
所以我们不要停留观望，因为在那停留观望就很容易被跌倒。
So we should not stand or stay to make observations because this may lead us to fall.
最好的办法就是离开，就是逃脱。
The best way actually is to escape.
就说如果你要从赌场经过的时候呢，你如果站在赌场那个就来回观看。
For example, if you pass by the Las Vegas and you stand and make observations,
你很可能就会被吸引进去。
Maybe you will be attracted and go in.
也有好多人刚开始想赌几块钱。
Maybe just a few dollars in the beginning.
最后就越陷越深。
Okay, more and more.
这个蒋辉姐妹有一次在祷告会跟我们分享了一个国内他们那个教会一个弟兄姐妹的见证。
Sister 蒋辉 has shared with us. A testimony from a sister in China.
让我很受感动。
This moved me deeply.
她说这个姐妹是在北大毕业，在一家公司做当会计。
This sister graduated from Peking University and is an accountant in one of the companies.
但是她知道这个领导让她去接受一个项目，这个项目呢牵涉到要做假账。
And her leaders asked her to do something that's deal with a fraud.
她心里非常不平安。
She does not have peace in her heart.
据说在国内好像做假账比较普遍。
Actually, in China, they having doing a fraudulent accounting is something very common.
所以有些公司他说，好像说你不做假账，你的公司就没法生存。
He's saying that if you do not do fraud, then your company cannot survive.
但是他也知道，就是说，如果他要不接受了，很可能就会被这个公司。辞职。
And she knows that she can be fired if she refuses to do so.
所以她在她也做的做觉得作为基督徒这样做是不讨神的喜悦。
She also feels that if I do fraudulent accounting, that God will not have pleasures of this.
所以她心里边就非常挣扎。
So he has many struggles.
她自己就迫切祷告，所以教会的弟兄姐妹也为她祷告。
So she prayed and asked the brothers and sisters in the church to pray for her.
所以最后他决定他要告诉老板他就是决定他不接受这个 接受这个项目。
And then she informed her boss saying that I'm not taking this.
她也做好了这个被解雇的这个准备。
And she also ready to be laid off.
就是所以她就告诉就如实地告诉了这个领导。
So you just tell the truth.
但最后这个领导还是器重他这个人才，把他调到另一个部门去。
But the boss actually liked her and just moved her to another department.
下来我们再看一下这个第三个，就是不坐谢曼人的座位。
The third no is to not sit in the seat of the mockers.
什么是谢曼人呢？
Who are the mockers?
谢曼人就是反对神和他的话。
The mockers are those against God and His word.
并且公开的与神要唱反调。
Yeah, he openly opposed God.
他们也找这个理论和证据来支持他们论调。
Finding excuses and evidence to support their viewpoints.
这些人看起来是很尖明的人，也有地位，对圣经有一定了解。
These mockers may appear smart.And they have a social status, and they understand Bible to some extent.
但是他们骄傲自大，他们要自己做神。
But they feel proud and want him himself to be God.
那么什么是座位呢？
What are the seat mentioning here?
这座位就指的是这个谢曼人他们所聚集活动的这个社会场所。
These seat mentioned here, there are those social circles with where these mockers are.
那么这个坐呢，就指的就是你要参与，你要和他们有份。
Sitting in here is mean that you participate in these markers.
所以你坐这个谢曼人的座位，你就坐就说明你和他们就一将成为一伙了。
So sitting in the seat of the markers meaning that you belong to them.
你不仅从意念上你认同他们
，Not only you recognize them.
不仅从行道上去和他们坐
，Not only you do things together with them.
并且还喜欢和他们在一起社交。
But you like the social activities with these markers.
这边我想举一个例子，就是这个李牧尚，他是这个大陆教会非常这个杰出的传道人之一。
There is a very excellent preachers in China. Her name is Mu Xuan Li.
他先后这个为传福音劳改四次。
She has entered the labor camp for four times.
并且判过死刑。
And he was have capital punishment.
但是他跟随主的信仰，信心从不动摇。
But he never wavered from his faith, from her faith.
所以他以生命的经历呢，写到这个为主谱写了这个荣耀的篇章。
So he writing down his glorious witness by her own life.
所以他的见证也深受国内外基督徒的这个喜爱。
And her witness has been appreciated by many Christians inside and outside of China.
1997年9月，世界妇女大会在北京召开。
In 1997, September, the World Women's Congress was held in Beijing.
考虑到他的影响，所以在这个大会结束以前，结束前呢，就是有关当局去找他。
So before the meeting was over, the government looking for her.
So said, "Li Mushan, you 今天可是交好运了。
Say Mu Xuan that you have a good luck this year.
这上面一张只是我们说给你安排一套三间三室一厅的房子。
From the high level that we have asked us to arrange some very good housing for you.
全都装修好了，你只要搬进去就行了。
Everything's ready, you just have to move in.
那个李牧尚说，上帝为什么要给我房子呢？
And the Mu Xuan asked that why the upper government need to give me this house?
所以他说，说实在话，在这个世界妇女大会结束了，好多人都想到上海来看你。
They say to tell the truth that the Women's Congress is going to be over, and many international friends would like to visit you in Shanghai.
所以你住这个房子呢，我们脸上没有光彩。
So if you live in a poor house, then we do not have face.
但是李牧尚说谢谢你，我不需要和咱们见面，这个房子我也不要。
So Mu Xuan just replies and thank you, but I don't want glory from you, and I don't need a house.
所以为什么他就谢绝了这个政府给他的房子
？So she refused the house from the government.
因为他知道在那个时候你要接着的房子那么你就必须要做一些这个违心的事说一些违心的话
Because she knows she took this house then she has to go against her will and her testimony
因为在中国其实有好多在以前他们有一些有名的传道人他们就是被一些荣誉被一些利益所利用结果他们就是
在神的道上就偏离了。Because there are other preachers in China, they have been tempted by some offerings from the government, and they have deviated from their ways.
现在我们就看一下这三个部的次序。
Let's look at the order of the three notes.
对，首先我们要看这个就是祭母。
Let's look at council.
对啊，祭母、道路还有座位。
And then way, and then seat.
这个告诉我们就是一个思想的意念方面的转变。
Let's see these transformations of our ideas.
对，就是首先从这个祭母心中的意念呢，就发展成道路。
From the council, that means the ideas in our heart becomes a way.
这就是说，有了道路就要想尾，在这想尾呢，就演变成座位。
And it's a way that you have the same behavior, and the behavior transformed into a seat.
所以告诉我们这个罪的这个延续性和扩张性。
So we can see the extension and continuity of sin.
然后我们再看这个床、站和坐。
And then we see the walk to stand to sit.
这是一个行为的这个演变。
This is the a change in their behavior.
这个床上呢，你还在走，对吧？只是方向错了。
Walk means you're still moving, but just you have the wrong direction.
那你站呢？表示你就站着，表示你所认同了。
If you stand, that means you stop and you recognize the same way.
你要坐呢，一定要表明你就是成为一伙了。
Sit means you become a part of them.
所以你从是开始。
In beginning, you walk.
那这下一步就是站。
And then you stand.
你站了呢，你就会坐。
And then after you're standing, then you sit.
那我们再看这个人的转变。
And let's see the transformation of man.
首先是恶人。
And first is the wicked.
就是不把神的话放在心里的人。
And they don't put God's words in their hearts.
再变成这个罪人。
And they become sinners.
罪人就是违背神这个诫命的人。
And the people who go against God's commandment.
那最后就演变成这个亵慢的人。
And then become mockers.
就是公开与神无敌的人。
Those people who publicly oppose God.
这告诉我们什么呢？
What does it tell us?
这告诉我们撒旦呢，不是说一下子就让一个人跌倒。
That Satan does not let us fall immediately.
撒旦也是这个循序渐进，渐渐慢慢的渗透的。
But he takes steps and permeates into our life.
一步一步慢慢的让你远离神。
Step by step, let you go away from God.
最后呢，让你就是跌倒，成为这个他的俘虏。
And then let you fall and become his captive.
所以我们就是一定要说学会说这三个，一定要学会说这三个不。
So we need to learn to say these three no's.
那么光有这个三个不还不行，我们都要看这个两个要。
Not all of the three no's is not enough. We need to learn the two delights.
对。那么这个三个不是从消极的方面来讲，那这两个要呢是从这个积极方面来讲。
The three no's are from the passive way, and the two delights are from the positive way.
那么第一个就是说要喜爱耶和华的律法。
The first that we should delight in the laws of the Lord.
那么耶和华律法呢，就是神的话语。
The law of the Lord are God's words.
那什么是喜爱呢？
What is delight in?
这个喜爱呢，从在上经里边，在一个创世纪三十四章十九节。用到这个喜爱。
The same word delight has been used in Genesis chapter 34 verse 19.
就是说那少年人做这事并不延迟，因为他喜爱雅各的女儿。
It's mentioned the young man lost no time in doing what they said because he was delighted with Jacob's daughter.
在以斯帖二章十四节也说，除非王喜爱他，在其名召他，就不进去见王。
The same word has been used in Esther, chapter 2, verse 14. She would not return to the king unless he was pleased or delighted with her and summoned her by name.
所以这个喜爱你要说，我们看的喜爱，就是他的意思就是说，是这个男女朋友刚刚交往之间那种喜爱。
So this delight means the beginning feelings between boy and girlfriends.
所以我们中间可能有一些交男女朋友，你可能知道是什么意思，就是那种朝思暮想的喜爱。
Some of us here, you should understand this kind of thinking day and night.
愿意付出代价的这个喜爱。
Are you willing to pay the cost?
我想当时我和江真在谈恋爱的时候。
I think about my own love story with Jin Jin.
当时我是在 这个中国农科院在颐和园住在颐和园附近。
I was in the China Agriculture Science Research Institute, and that's just beside the Garden of Yihe.
他们家住在这个市中心，在地安门附近。
She lived in the downtown and the downtown and in the civil center.
所以每次他从家里面到我们单位，大概要坐两个多小时的这个公交车来回倒车。
So if she wants to visit me, she has to take about a two-hour bus.
那个时候，他就三天两头要到跑到我们单位来。
Tom can't visit me very often.
那天每次来都还带来好多这个好吃的。
And he gave me something really delicious.
当然，就是我们单位有时候还会分一些这个，因为是我在畜牧所，所以我分好多猪肉啦、鸡蛋啊。
True that day we have many times excess of meat and eggs.
所以我下班也到他家跑到到他往他家里面跑。
So when I get off work, I try to visit her.
所以有时候再回来的时候，常常坐最后一班车。
And when I return, I have to take the last bus.
所以。但是不怕路远，不怕天黑。
The night or of lateness.
所以回来以后心里面还是这个美滋滋的。
I feel cold sweet after visiting her.
所以这个就是这就是喜爱。
就是
你身体虽然受点苦，但你心里面还是这个甘甜。
Even though you have a little bit suffering in your body, but you have the delight in your heart.
所以我们对这个圣经的喜爱呢，就是神的话语，也就是要有这种喜爱。
So we should have the same delight in God's words.
我们一读神的话语，你去查经班，你参加组织崇拜，你是你这个喜乐呢，还是说变成你这个义务？
Is when you go to fellowship or you study Bible, is this your responsibility or this is your delight?
说你参加，像我刚开始参加这个读经运动的时候，好像读完两个说呀，今天终于读完了。
When I first participated in the Bible readathon, I finished and say, oh, this is I'm done today.
但是就是没有真正从神的话语中就是感到神的话语这个喜乐。
But I really do not have the delight to study the Bible.
只有对神的话有喜乐的话，你才会有行动。
Only when you have the delight in God's word, then you will result in acts.
你读经也不会感到枯燥。
And then you do not feel boring when you study the Bible.
你听到也不会打瞌睡了。
And you won't fall asleep during sermon.
今年春季我在Cornell 教你们这个经济方面的课。
I taught a economy a class at Cornell this past semester.
我注意到一个现象。
I have noticed something.
就是说我们班里边那些成绩比较好那些拿到 A plus 的学生呢反正大部分都坐在前面。
I noticed that all these people getting A plus sitting in the front rows.
好像那成绩不太好的话都坐在后边。
All these people not getting good grades, they sit behind.
为什么因为在后边打瞌睡的话老师看不到呢
Because you sit behind, that if you fall asleep, that the teacher cannot see you.
当然我不是指我们今天这个讲道了我知道坐在后面可能还有别的事情
Maybe you have other things to do when you sit behind
好我们再看这个就是第二点就是要昼夜思想
And the second delight is to meditate day and night
所以圣经既然是神的话语那么就是我们的粮粮
The Bible is God's words is our spiritual food
它有得救的智慧有以及有各样的益处
that has the salvation wisdom and all its benefits
所以这样宝贵重要的书呢所以我们必须要以喜爱的心情去 阅读
for these precious books that we need to take delight in reading
只有这样呢我们灵命才能得到长进
so that we can grow in our spiritual life
所以圣经的话不仅要读更重要需要思想
not only we need to read the Bible but we have to meditate
只有这个昼夜思想呢，才能够得到其中的奥秘。
Only through meditating day and night that we can understand the mystery in the Bible.
所以昼夜思想呢，就是要反复的思想。
Meditate day and night means you meditate repetitiously.
靠着圣灵的带领和交通，让这领悟我们在神在其中对我们自己的心意。
Through the inspirations and communion of the Holy Spirit, that we can understand God's will on us.
就把神的话呢吸收到这个情感和自己意志中，并且转化到我们生命中。
So God's will, God's words can enter into our emotion and will and become digested into our life.
就好像我们吃饭，我们不只是说要把它当作食物要吃下去。
That means food that we not only eat it.
不是单单是为了填饱肚子。
Not only to fill your stomach.
那重要的是我们要把它消化吸收，要变成我们身体的一部分。
But more importantly, you need to digest it and become part of you.
所以同样只有这个反复思想呢，我们才能够在神的话中得到造就。
So only through these repetitious meditations that we can really get the benefits.
我们的良命才能长进。
And our spiritual life can grow.
昼夜思想还有一个意思就是要常常思想。
And the meditate day life means that we meditate constantly.
不管说我们在主日崇拜的时候思想，我们在礼拜五查经的时候思想。
Not only during the Sunday worship, not only during your Friday fellowship.
因为思想神的话是没有场合的限制。
Because meditating about God's words is not restricted by the location.
因为神的这个话语呢，这个律例诫命只要和我们的日常生活能要融合在一起。
Because God's commandments need to be unified with our daily life.
我们刚才提到我们生活中常常充满这个诱惑。和这个挑战。
I mentioned that in our daily life we have many temptations and challenges.
我们常常思想神的话就可以帮助我们战胜这些诱惑。
And if we meditate about his words constantly, then it helps to overcome all these temptations.
这个昼夜思想还有一个意思就是我们要在不同的就是我们要在不同的场合思想神的话不分场合。
And this also means that we need to meditate God's words regardless of our location.
就是说你在这个生活顺利的时候我们不抛弃神的话语。
In good days, we do not abandon his words.
我们这个失落的时候我们不抛弃神的话语。
In the day we feel lost, we don't abandon his words.
反而就是在失落的时候我们能够想起神的话，可能谁会帮助我们不灰心不生气。
And so in the days that we feel lost, we remember God's words and we do not feel despair.
就在你生活好像你顺利的时候，神也想起神的话，也不会让我们骄傲。
So in that, like the same way, in good days we meditate about God's words that keep us from being proud.
所以在常常思想呢，就让我们在任何环境中，我们都可以做一个荣耀神的人。
So that in all circumstances we become a person that glorifies God.
所以昼夜思想，我在想，就想举一个例子，最后我就想到就是说，在圣经里边，就是耶稣的母亲玛利亚。
I think about the example of Jesus' mother Maria.
So, 耶稣的母亲玛利亚，她是一个很会思想神的话的人。
Mary knows how to meditate about God's word.
在这个路加福音一章二十六节到二十九节。
Gospel Luke chapter 1 verse 26 to 29.
这个当时就是天使加百列奉神的差遣往加利利的一个城去。这个城名叫拿撒勒。
God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee.
到了一个童女那里，就是一家许配大卫家的一个人，名叫约瑟，童女的名字叫玛利亚。
And to a virgin, a pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary.
天使进去，我就对玛利亚说：“说这个蒙大爱的女子，我问你安，主和你同在。”
The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you."
所以玛利亚听见这个话就很惊慌，又反复思想这问安什么意思。
Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greetings this might be.
还有在路加福音也记载，就是说当时耶稣去这个殿里边听教师讲的时候，然后最后他的父母就很心急，最后他父母又找他的时候，他给他耶稣给他父母说了一句话。
And this also another example when a boy Jesus at the temple that he's away from his parents and the parents look for Jesus and these are the words that are told by his parents.
耶稣说为什么找我呢？岂不知道我应当以我父的事为念吗？
Jesus said, "Why were you searching for me?" He asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?"
所以这个圣经记得就是耶稣说的话，他们都不明白。但是呢，他母亲呢，把一切事情呢都记在心里边，并且用心的去思想。
At the time, they did not understand what Jesus was saying to them, but they have kept these words and meditate about it.
所以就是说，当这个记载，我们记得就是说，当耶稣和他母亲参加婚宴的时候。
So then come to the wedding banquet where both Jesus and his mother participate.
当时没有酒宴进了，这个耶稣母亲说到两句这个意义深刻的话。
And when they during the wedding banquet, the wine was out, and the Jesus' mother has said two very meaningful words.
他第一句话就告诉耶稣说他们没有酒了。
The first word you see there, they have no more wine.
我们知道你要到一个主人家去参加这个 party 啦，会去聚餐的时候，如果没有什么东西的时候，应该先告诉的是谁？先告诉的是主人，对吧？
We know that if we attend a party, if you find out something was out, the first person you should talk to is the master of the house.
但是为什么这个玛利亚告诉耶稣呢？
Why Mary told Jesus?
因为他知道耶稣有能力能够帮助这个主人。
Because he knows that Jesus has ability to help his master of the house.
他怎么知道耶稣有这个能力呢？
How can she know that Jesus has the power?
就是她通过在以前她的这个用心的思想。
This is through her meditations about Jesus.
我们再看接下来就是说，耶稣说了句话，说这个母亲就说，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
And Jesus replied, "Dear woman, why do you involve me? My time has not yet come."
但是玛利亚就说是什么反应呢？
What is Mary's response?
她说，她告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
Mary said, "Do whatever he tells you."
如果一般人的话，是这样的反应说，你怎么这样子？你这么不懂事呢？啊，我。
If you some we responded saying that how can Jesus don't understand the common ritual?
我告诉你是给了你一个机会，你怎么这么多说话？
I give you an opportunity. Why do you talk to me like this?
但是玛利亚她是一个懂得尊主伟大的人。
But Mary is a person who honored the Lord.
他知道对从那个肉体来说他是耶稣的母亲。
He knows that in a physical form, he is Jesus' mother.
但是通过这个天使所传达的话让他反思考，他知道耶稣是主。
But through the Gabriel's words to her, he knows that Jesus is the Lord.
好，那么我们下面就看这个第三个方面，就是我讲第三个，就是要按时结果子往神祝福。
And the third aspect says here is that will bear fruits in season.
如果你能够喜爱神的话语，
if you take delight in God's words,
如果你能够常常思想，
if you can meditate day and night,
那你自然而然会能够有美善的行为，
and then you will have a honorable deed.
这个提到结果子，首先我们看看是什么是结果子。
Here is mentioning yielding fruit. Let's see what are yielding fruits.
提到结果子，我们都会想到就是在这个采苹果的季节。
Yielding fruit, the first thought to me is that when we picking apples.
你会看到这个树上这个又大又红的这个苹果。
You see all these big apples on the tree.
结果伸手摘一个，咬一口啊，真甜。
When you take a bite, it's really sweet.
那苹果不光给你带来这个享受。
The apple does not only bring you the enjoyment,
并且对我们健康还有益。
And it's actually give you a very good health benefits.
我的这个朋友，他刘瑞海教授在果园，他就做这个苹果方面的研究。
My friend, Professor Liu, has been doing research on apples.
他是证明这个苹果有防癌的作用。
He thinks that apples can be an anti-cancer.
所以这个苹果它是牺牲了自己呢，它是给人带来健康。
So apple sacrificed itself and bring health.
对的，所以说这个结果子呢，就是说我的结果子就是要牺牲我们自己，让别人得到好处。
Yielding fruit means you sacrifice yourself and bring benefits to others.
就是我们自己的付出，让别人的生命得到改变。
And we dedicate ourselves for the transformations of other life.
那么下面我们看看什么是按时结果子。
Let's look at what isYield fruits in season.
要么就是按照季节来结果子。
In English means yielding fruits in season.
就说结果子是不误时。
That means it's not out of season.
所以你到了秋天收获的季节的时候呢，到了需要的时候的果子就结出来了。
That during autumn is for the time for the season to bear fruits and the fruits came out.
但是我们知道在世上这个果子结果呢要受环境的影响很大。
We know that in this world, bearing fruit is subject to the influence of the environment.
持续的干旱。
If you have a continuous drought.
过多的下雨。
Too much rain.
过早的降霜。
Or the frost coming too early.
都会影响结果子。
They were all affecting the bearing of the fruit.
这个一般的我知道国家去年的这个果子就结果就不好。
The Ithaca orchard does not have a good bearing last year.
我们去年去的时候到雷德奥彻的去摘果子，那苹果上面都有好多那个斑点。
last year when we visited the orchard, there are many aspects of the apples.
结果我们就调查说，因为这个虫子太多。
You say that there are the pain, too many pests.
就受到虫害。
It's because of the pests.
但这边说的果子就是说，到了需要的时候，果子结出来了。
But here it says it yields the fruits in seasons.
它不受环境的影响。
It's not subject to the influence from the environment.
不是说在我们人生里的时候就结果子，在我们有困难的时候就不结果。
It's not that in good times we bear fruits and in bad times we don't.
这是说在任何情况下，只要时候到，季节到，它就能结果子。
What says in here that the just in season then the fruit will come up regardless of the environment.
那最后我们再看看，就是说怎么样才能按时结果子。
Let's see finally how can we yield fruit in season.
这里边告诉我这个果子呢是栽在了溪水旁。
Here tell us that the tree is planted by the streams of water.
这栽在溪水旁并就说明这个果子呢并不是自己长出来的。
This tree is not just grow by itself.
它是有主人的。
But it has a master.
它经过这个主人精心的培育能够浇水栽种的。
The master cultivates and pouring water and the cultivate the entire tree.
这个主人是谁呢？
Who is the master?
他就是神。
This is God.
并且告诉我们这个树呢是栽在这个溪水旁。
And this tree is planted by the streams of water.
那么什么是溪水？
What is this stream?
溪水就是神的话语。
The stream is God's words.
说人若被神的话语所充满，神的话就像溪水一样，成为他这个生命的供应。
If we are filled by God's words, it's like the stream that fills our life.
所以这样的话，这个人的生命才不会枯干。
So that we do not wither in our own life.
如果你遇到伤心的时候呢，神的话会给你带来安慰。
So when we're in despair, that God will bring you comfort.
所以你遇到这个打击的时候呢，神的话成为你的支持。
When you were stricken, and then God's word will support you.
你遇到试探的时候呢，神的话就会成为你的指南。
When you have temptations, God's words will become your guidance.
所以你遇到挫折的时候呢，神的话就成为你的力量。
When you have struggles, God's words become your strength.
所以呢，不论环境如何，不论这个气候如何，你都能够按时结果子。
So、regardless of the environment around you, you can always yield fruits in season.
所以结果子呢，不是靠这个树，是不是？
So bearing fruits is not only by the tree.
而是靠这个园丁。
But by the gardener,
还是靠这个栽树的人。
By his master who planted the tree.
所以我们要按时结果呢，就是要依靠神，依靠神的话语。
So to yield fruit in seasons is that we have to rely on God's words.
那么我们再看看这个叶子不枯干是什么意思
？Let's see how a leaf does not wither. What the meaning of this?
现在已经是冬季了，可能你看外面，好像市场是光秃的，没有什么叶子。
Now it's already winter. You see all the leaves has fallen.
如果你在这个时候，你会看见一棵树，哎呀，绿油油的，像夏天一样的，你会感觉有什么感觉呢
？If you see a tree that's full of green, what is your feeling?
你会感觉这个树呢，充满了生命的活力。
You feel that this tree is full of this life and strength.
这个叶子不干就包括我们基督徒呢就是有这个一颗这个永远传承的生命。
The leaf is not withered means we have an evergreen life.
我们有常常有美好的见证。
And we always have a good witness.
一棵普通的树它不仅受这个气候环境的影响。
A common tree will be affected by the weather and the environment.
刚才提到干旱水灾。水灾、风灾还有虫灾
，a drought, a flooding, and pest,
并且会受到这个季节的影响
，and it's also affected by the season.
我们都知道这个树是在春天发芽，在夏天开花，在秋天结果。
You know that these trees are sprouting in spring, have leaves in summer, and then bear fruit in the fall.
但是神栽的树呢，是四季常青
，but the tree that planted by God is evergreen.
就是天气再寒冷，它也能结出果子来。
Even in a very cold winter day, he can still yield fruit.
这是我想起我岳父，他这个为福音的缘故做了13年的牢。
It made me think about my father-in-law that because of the gospel, he has stayed in prison for 13 years.
所以即使在监狱里面，他这个对主的信心也不动摇。
But even in prisons, his faith does not waver.
并且他这个。在监狱里边呢，还传福音给其他人。
He passed the gospel to people in the prisons as well.
他带领这个就是监狱里边其他人信主。
he bring to put the Lord in the same prison.
好，我们最后再看看啊，进入税吏。
And then we let's see the finally what is meaning of whatever he does prospers.
这个提到说的，把他做的进入税吏。
He mentioned here whatever he does prospers.
那么进入税吏是不是就代表这个一帆风顺呢？
Does that mean everything goes well?
是不是说你要什么就有什么？
Does that mean whatever you ask for, it will be given to you?
啊，你谁想研究生就一定录取你。
You apply for graduate school, you will be admitted.
啊，你去找工作，公司就录取你。
Try to find a job, many companies would like to hire you.
你到外面去参加大赛，你就拿冠军。
Every time you go for a contest, you will always win the championship.
啊，你现在这个季节，你要去旅行的话，你就不会得猪流感。
When you go on travel, you won't get the swine flu.
其实不是的，我知道我们教会也有许多弟兄姐妹毕业也找不到工作。
And I actually know the brothers and sisters in our church that they cannot find a job after graduation.
我们教会也有人出过车祸。
And there are people having car accidents in our church.
我们也有这个家庭遭遇不幸。
And there are misfortunes in our families.
那么这里边指的进入圣女指的是什么呢？
But then what does it mean by whatever he does prospers?
所以要了解这个基督顺利，我们先知道就是凡他所做的，他。
Let's first understand whatever he does.
从这个刚才我们所讲的，我们知道这个他呢，就是遵从上帝旨意的人。
We know that the he here is the person who obeys God's words.
当上帝就把他栽在这个溪水边的每个地方，他都觉得那个地方对他来说就是最好的。
And when God planted in anywhere that God planted, he feel that this is the best place for him.
不管待在什么地方，他都愿意在那里边的，甘心情愿的安家落户。
Whatever place it is, he's willing to take residence of the place.
他愿意在那里边能够生长，能够开花，能够结果。
He's willing to grow there, have flowers, and then bear fruits.
他能够在任何地方，他能够善于利用神给他的资源。能够吸取养分，不断地成长。
That he can take advantage of the resources God provided to him and grow.
所以换句话说，就是说，他不管在哪里，都是一个与神同在的人。
That means that wherever he is, he will be with God.
所以在任何情况下，他都会感谢这个上帝。
In any kind of circumstances, he will give thanks to God.
在当他富足的时候，他不忘记的是神的恩典。
When he's rich, he will not forget this is God's
blessing. 他也乐意帮助别人。
He's willing to help others.
当他这个贫穷的时候，他也感到知足。
When he's in poverty, he's still content.
他受这个痛苦或者患病的时候，他对神有信心。
When he's in suffering or in sickness, he still has faith in God.
他有忍耐，有盼望。
Have all his hope in front of God.
当他这个面临死亡的时候，他也不惧怕。
And he's not fear of death.
因为他知道这个死亡不会把他与神的爱隔绝。
Because he knows death cannot separate us from the love of Christ.
所以他对神的信靠是不受环境的影响。
So his faith in God is not affected by the environment.
所以他结果子呢也不受环境的影响。
So his yielding fruit is not affected by the environment.
所以呢他凡做的进入顺利。
This is why whatever he does prospers.
所以前面我提到这个李牧上。
I just mentioned about this preacher, Mu Shen Li.
我现在举两个例子。
I give you two examples.
在1961年他在这个一个山峰劳改的时候。
In 1961, when she was in one of the labor camps.
他坚持祷告呢就当时受到这个他这个小组这个回教徒 组长的迫害。
When he insists on praying, she was persecuted by the Muslim group.
在病重的时候，已经是伤得很重，但是还要让他去拉这个四五百斤的这个石头。
When she was sick, even when she was sick, she was still forced to pull this cart with four or five kilograms of stones.
结果他就是说，在拉石头上大坡的时候呢，就身体支持不住了，结果就车连人带车就往山下边滑。
So when she pulled the cart uphill, she cannot sustain it anymore, and then she fall.
结果到这个山边的时候，结果就滑到山边的时候，一下就把它给摔下去了。
So she fell down the slope and down to the mountains, and then the car was following her.
山下有好多石头。
And many rocks are down at the mountain.
他结果落下去后，正好就是两个大石头中间有块沙地，正好就把他就落在那个沙地上了。
Between two big rocks, there's some sand, and she was falling on that sand.
很奇妙的是，这个石头呢，落到这个滑到边边的时候，正好一个 一个大石头把这个车就挡住了。
And the cart of stones that she was pulling was stopped by another rock.
结果这个车挡下了，只是说那个车上的石头呢就没有翻下去。
So the stones in the cart is not falling on her.
要不然的话，就是说那些石头那么多石头砸下去，也可能砸到身上把她砸死。
Even just by the falling stone, that she could be dead.
所以她抢救过来的时候，这个回教徒组长组这个回教徒的组长去找她。
When she was safe, and then this Muslim leader tried to fight her.
他说这个老李，今天我亲眼看见这个天使保护你。
He said, Lee, I really see my own eyes that God protects you.
他说你信的神比我这个阿拉强多了。
Yeah, your God is stronger than Allah.
他说今天我要信耶稣。
So I want to believe in God too.
还有一件是在1977年的三月。
And another event is in 1977 in March.
他在河南这个南阳这个地区，在这个监牢里坐牢。
In the prison of Nanyang, there are two new prisoners.
所以那天来了两个新的犯人。
There are two new prisoners that day.
一个就是当时所在地区的这个地委书记。
One is the party secretary, the local party secretary.
第二位就是地区的教育局长。
The other is the local director of education.
因为他们是被这个四人帮提拔出来，所以四人帮刚刚。就是找到以后就把他们就关起来了。
They belong to the group of four, and when the group of four has fell, so they was put to prison.
所以他当时知道这个监狱里边有一个人叫李木上的时候，他就起来就面对这个墙就说这个上帝啊，我服气了，耶稣啊，我服气了，我实在是服气了。
When he knows that the Mu Shen was also one of the prisoners, so the director of education faced the wall and cried out, God, I really in submission, I was truly in submission.
所以这个监狱里面好多人都莫名其妙，不知道他在讲什么。
And all the other people in the prison don't know what he's doing.
结果就问了，他就对这个李木上说你李木上你可晓得，本来是我是要杀你的头。
He then is director of education told Mu Shen that, do you know that originally I tried to kill you?
他说就是我专门把你从上海把你调到我们这个河南南阳，就是要为了要枪毙你。
I want to move you from Shanghai to Nanyang so that I can give you the capital punishment.
所以我的光杀人的布告都贴出去了。
I have put the announcement out.
他贴了三次呢，就是撕了三次。
But I put the three times for the announcement, but it was torn down for three times.
所以你的命被上帝保下来，但是我现在我的命我还不知道马克思能不能保我。
Your life has been saved by God, but I don't know if Max can, Karl Max can save my life.
大家再继续问，他就解释。
And then people asking further, then he explained.
他说在1975年的国庆节前的，准备是要枪毙你。
So the capital punishment was ready before the national day in 1975.
这个布告已经贴出去了。
The announcement was posted.
但是就在这个七八月间呢，我们这边呢发了一个大洪水。
But in the July and August, we have this big flood locally.
江海铁路呢都冲断了。
And the railroad has been washed away.
公路也冲断了。
The roads have been washed.
好多村落都淹了。
Many villages were flooded.
这死了好多人。
Many people died.
所以作为这个地委书记呢，我只好去带人去救灾。
So I am the secretary of the party, and I have to take care of all these crises.
救灾过去以后，国庆节就过去了。
And after the crisis finished, the national day has.
所以就没有执行。
So I didn't execute the capital punishment.
然后呢，我就把它看见没有执行，就把它批示在这个春节前一定要执行。
So I make another announcement that your capital punishment will be executed before the. New Year, Chinese New Year.
这些公告也贴出去了。
And I posted the announcement.
结果就在那个当时呢，说是你又在这个郑州市里面监狱里面。
And I put you in the city of Zhengzhou.
结果那天呢，就在1月8号呢，就是郑州发生了很大的武斗。
And in January 8th, there's a big violent fight in Zhengzhou.
为什么武斗？因为周恩来去世了。
Because of the premier. Zhou had just passed away.
所以整个这个地区就变得一片混乱。
So all is turmoil locally.
所以呢，你的案子就又放下来了。
So I cannot do execute your punishment.
到了1976年秋天，他说我下决心一定要在国庆节前一定要把你枪毙。
In the fall of 1976, I've determined to put you to death.
在第三次把这个布告也贴出去了。
And I posted the announcement the third time.
并且这次他提前，比如像定于在9月26号提前要执行。
So I set the date to be September 26th.
地方也找好了，台子都搭上了。
every location and the place was prepared.
就是说，可是万万没想到，结果说我提前几天，你的神也提前行动。
I cannot imagine that I do this in advance, but your God also acts in advance.
九月九号，毛主席死了。
September 9th, Chairman Mao was dead.
全国就发生一个大变动。
And there's all these big changes in the nation.
把我这一块呢就打下去了。
So I was out of my job.
你看现在我又关起来了，你还没死。
Now I'm in jail and you're still not dead.
他说有谁呢？有耶稣啊。
This must be a God. It must be Jesus.
如果没有耶稣的话，我完全能够杀掉你。
If there's no Jesus, I can kill you in a long time ago.
所以林牧师呢就趁机呢给他传福音。
And Mu Shen has used this opportunity to pass on the gospel to him.
在后来就是在关在里边一个那个教育局长呢就信主得救。
So this director of education actually has become a Christian.
其实就是这个，我们还有那种，我们再看看，就是知道在创世纪里边还有一个叫约瑟的人。
In Genesis, there's a person called Joseph.
他哥哥把他卖到埃及。
His father has sold him to Egypt.
他在埃及以后，在护卫长的家里边，那个护卫长的妻子呢，又辱告他，把他下了监狱。
And he was mistreated in these places in Egypt.
但不论环境如何，他不埋怨神。
But regardless of the environment, he didn't complain. Joseph didn't complain.
他反而有喜乐，能够把他本身的工作做得很好。
But he has this joy in his heart and always performed his duty.
那么神也与他同在。
And God has been with Joseph.
最后呢，他就做了宰相。
And he became the ruler of Egypt.
也让这个以色列人蒙福。
And also give blessings to the Israelites.
所以这些活生这个见证告诉我们，只要坚守主的真道。
And all these examples tell us if we hold on to our faith,
环境打不到我们,
the environment cannot conquer us,
反而成为我们荣耀的帮助和途径,
will help us to glorify God.
就像这一棵树, 栽在一个溪水旁,
it's just like the tree planted by the stream of water.
不论环境如何, 都能够结果子, 都能够成为一个蒙福的人。
Regardless of the environment, you always be able to yield the fruit.
那么现在我再回到刚开始我所问大家的问题。
Let me return to the beginning question.
这什么样的人是蒙福的人呢？
What kind of people is a blessed person?
那么你是一个蒙福的人吗？
Are you a blessed person?
好，让我们一起努力，让我们能够做一个蒙福的人。
Let's work hard to become a blessed person.
我们做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱天父，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐给我们生命气息。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us life.
也像一棵树来栽种我们。
You plant us like a tree.
也赐给把你宝贵话语赐给我们。
You have given us your precious words.
也像溪水一样，能够帮助我们，能够结出生命的果子。
Like a stream of water that help us bear fruit.
主啊，我们知道这个世界上有各种各样的试探。
Lord, we know that there are all kinds of temptation in this world.
我们每天都会面临许多的决策。
And in every day, we have to make many decisions.
如果我们一不小心，我们就会误入歧途。
If we are not careful, we may deviate from your ways.
主啊，真是求你来帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
叫我们不从恶人的计谋。
So that we do not take the counsel from the wicked,
不占罪人的道路,
and we do not stand in the evil persons,
不做亵慢人的座位,
we do not take the seat of the mockers.
让我们有渴慕神的话语,
that we have this yearning of your words,
让我们能够全心思考神的话语,
that we can meditate your words day and night,
让你的话能够活在我们的生活中。
That your words can become the life in our daily life.
让我们能够结生命的果子。
And we can bear the fruit of life.
能够做一个蒙福的人。
And become a blessed person.
我们这样祷告，奉救主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. 下面是回应诗歌的时间。
Now is the time for responsive song.
我们唱如露切慕溪水。
Ask it here.
第一遍中文，第二遍英文。
First in Chinese, then in English.